This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Natalie Harris, a junior at Kansas State University, she is from Abilene, joins us, and she was one of the interns with Kansas Soybeans this summer. Natalie, what were some of your duties serving with the Kansas Soybeans this summer as an intern?
Well, I worked really heavily with the social media pages, coming up with content to promote the different byproducts and uses of soybeans in consumers' everyday life, and really interacting with consumers and influencers through those pages, and then also putting together some of our bigger projects, like our congressional report, coordinating with my fellow intern, coordinating some stuff for our tour, and then attending Camp Biodiesel.
I'm sure that interaction was fun, not only via social media, but just talking with the fellow, with soybean growers across the state.
Yes. No, it was a lot of fun getting to interact, especially with some either commodity groups or different organizations that are also on social media, and getting to kind of banter back and forth and promote our product.
What kind of message on social media did you try to portray or try to get out there to consumers?
I just tried to get it out there that there's, you know, soy in a lot of different products. And so, I mean, even some things that they might not even realize contain soy, and just really pushing the fact that it's sustainable and it's good for us.
As far as the interaction, looking at the congressional report, you kind of see some of the inner workings of what the soybean industry does to get that message not only to consumers but to Congress as well.
Yep. It was definitely one thing that I really enjoyed about this summer, was getting to see all of that statistical data. I grew up on a farm, so, I mean, you see one side of an operation, but being able to really see the whole impact of agriculture in the state of Kansas was a really awesome thing to put together.
What would you like to do in the future?
For sure, I want to stay within the agriculture industry and work around people, getting to either talk to farmers, producers, or even just consumers.
If others are interested in an internship like this, what makes this so inviting to become an intern with Kansas Soybeans?
I think it's a really great experience. I definitely looked forward to the summer, at the beginning of summer, and it was really good. I would definitely encourage anyone who's wanting to intern with Kansas Soybean to definitely, you know, take a chance on it, and you'll get to work with a lot of great people and just get to promote agriculture.
Natalie, we appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Yep, thank you.
That's Natalie Harris from Abilene, who will be a junior at Kansas State University. She joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.